Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks, everyone. It is the first day of August. Just wow, this year is flying by so fast. Summer is coming to an end. It is just amazing how fast things are moving, not just with time, but with BGE itself. As you guys know, we have so many great segments on the show. I'm right now with, you know, celebrity host Eric Zulli on Fridays, who's hot. We have, you know, the Snelling Report coming on with the financial news and tax tips each month, Preparation Room to give you that spiritual soul food. And of course, you know, got some new things in place with some great celebrity hosts. You know, they host from red carpet events out Paris Hotel in Las Vegas to, you know, Hollywood's finest events in Los Angeles. So, you know, it's just great that good things are happening with a lot of great people on BGE Radio. But it is 3 p.m. Atlanta and 12 p.m. Los Angeles, San Diego. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. BillGrownEnjoy.com for live chat. The chatters out there, make sure you guys get out and get your tickets. You know, the upcoming ASYM, American Society of Young Musicians. Y'all know the national president chosen, Atlanta as the next chapter for the American Society of Young Musicians, which is a 501c organization that actually is a resource for up-and-coming young artists. The kickoff for the new chapter is the upcoming showcase, which ASYM has partnered with Morehouse College in Atlanta. So we will be presented by the Morehouse College band program, headed by the band director, the man, Blake Gaines. I mean, that guy is awesome and talented. I'm just excited, you know, as the executive. I'm honored, one, to have been selected to be the executive director for the new organization in Atlanta, but I'm just honored to have an awesome team in place that we are just ready to offer opportunities to young musicians in the Atlanta metropolitan area. I mean, it's not just going to be about just giving them that platform to showcase their talent, to get them to Hollywood, to get them that PR that they need to take their careers to the next level. It's also a resource. We're going to be giving scholarships. We have programs for mentoring. We have programs, you know, for those struggling, needing assistance, you know, when they're down and out. So, I'm just happy that Atlanta has embraced the ASYM. I'm getting the feedback, everyone. We are getting the feedback, and we are just honored. Guys are happy to have us in the city to be able to be that resource on and being in the music mecca of the South. So definitely get on over to asymatl.org. Register now for those participants that would like to be selected to participate in the upcoming showcase. We are looking for 10. And of that 10, one of you guys are going to go to Hollywood, all expense paid, to showcase your talent at the annual ASYM actual award ceremony that honors some of the biggest names in the business. You can also check us out on Facebook. You can, you know, follow us on Twitter. All the information is on our website, atl.org, asymatl.org, for all the information on the showcase. Also, we are accepting memberships. So they're very, very low-cost memberships to have those resources. We're going to be having our monthly mixers. So things are in place, and, you know, Atlanta's going to be a hot chapter. I mean, the people we have on the team and just how the city's reaction is to this is just huge. I mean, it's coming in the city by storm. And I'm just grateful for all the support of all my resources and of the people that believe in what's coming for our young musicians across the board. So August 15th is the cutoff for those that would like to participate. Get your applications in. And remember, those that are not selected, your information still stays in that database. And, you know, that's the database we're going to be going to offer opportunity to, you know, for other events, because we're going to have plenty of events. We're going to have, you know, we may even do the showcase twice a year. There's so much going on. WTV's on board, where we're going to give that opportunity to get you viral. You know, WTV has a reach of over 1 billion. So, you know, that's the media and PR marketing platform. So, ASYMATL.org. And now I have a great, great, great guest on the show. It actually hit me by surprise because I didn't know a lot of this was still going on in the schools. You know, when I was sitting here trying to find out, you know, this actually still happens, because I remember as a child myself, and you know, I'm not a young girl. I remember getting, you know, going into the principal's office. You know, I was one of those little rebellious kids, you know, having a little, you know, little issues. But I remember going into the principal's office and, you know, hating to see that wooden paddle. I didn't know this was still going on in school. So it is absolutely an honor to have you on air, Paula, Executive Director of Stop the Hitting Now. Thank you for being with us, Paula.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Wow, you know, I just have to say, I was actually stunned that this still goes on. I even saw the chart in the states that still allow it.
You know, I am an educator, and at that point I was teaching 26 years already, and if you think you were shocked, I was in the system and did not know. So I, the first time I witnessed it, which is what started our organization, which is called The Hitting Stops Here, it started immediately. That was September 11th, 2006.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, tell everyone, Paula, who you are. And I apologize if I said that kind of wrong. You know, with us radio people, sometimes we have so much thought, you know, and just going off the top of our head. If we don't have notes in front of us, then sometimes we get kind of mixed up. But it is. The Hitting Stops Here. And then you can go to her site, everyone, thehittingstopshere.com. But, Paula, tell everyone who you are.
Well, my name again is Paula Flo, and I am the executive director of a grassroots organization that I started, as I said, in September 2006. And it was because at that time I recognized that school children were being beaten and being hit, and it was sanctioned. And so prior to coming upon USA school corporal punishment or school beatings, I actually taught. I'm a mom. I have a daughter she's 24 years old now, my daughter Nia, and I teach dance and I do a lot of different things. But ever since I walked in on USA school corporal punishment, I have been 100% committed to it, to the point that we actually have a U.S. federal bill in Congress right now for the second time. And I just want to make this point, because this is extremely important. The reason this bill is in for a second time is because the first bill, H.R. 5628, expired because our U.S. mainstream news media refrained from letting people know this bill existed. It also was ignored by our U.S. legislators, and I had the most difficult time soliciting support from U.S. citizens for contacting their legislators. So between all of those three major groups, totally not tuning into the fact that our school children are being beaten and a lot of other practices that are harmful to them that they confront every day in our American schools, it just wasn't important enough. Mark Echo of Echo Unlimited, he is very concerned about this issue. He helped us get the bill in a second time, which was September 22nd, 2011. Now, that's more than 7 months ago, and to date, out of the 39 U.S. Education Committee members, only two people on that committee have co-sponsored this bill. It is heading for its expiration date, and unless people like yourself allow me to get on the radio and tell America that we have a bill, a U.S. federal bill that will make it illegal for teachers to take wooden boards, the same kind used on slave masses plantation in the 1800s, the same type, will continue to be used on our children, causing just the demise of our society, because it is at the top. It is our U.S. educators who people look up as the way to do things at the highest level. So as long as parents see teachers beating kids, teachers are considered professionals. Now, when professionals use nonviolent forms, as is used in our top 100 USA schools, then the parents have to take a second thought and say, well, perhaps beating, hitting, striking, pulling my daughter's ear, or whatever other pain-based behavior management of choice that a parent may choose, they will have to take a second thought, because they'll say, wow, our professionals are avoiding this practice. And so it's prohibited in our top 100 schools. So
I would
why
have to
am
say
I
not just the professional, not just the professionalism, Paula.
Yes.
These days and these 11 states where I see it at, I knew, and I'll have to say me too, these parents are gangsters. They will be meeting these educators in the parking lot. You just cannot be putting your hands on people's kids. Like I said, I am shocked. The states where I see it can actually happen are states that I live in, and I'm just like, I don't know what I would do. You know,
well, Georgia is the state where I discovered it. The hitting stopped here began in the state of Georgia.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
And it is 19 states and our U.S. territories. This is huge. And I would like to ask your listening audience, if they go to our website, again, thehittingstopshere.com, if you scroll down, you're going to see two maps, and they're highlighted in pink. And you're going to see that the top 10 paddling states parallel with the top 10 lynching states of old, you know, the late 1800s, the early 1900 days. And they cannot, and of course the primary targets are Black American boys, and, you know, if you can't get them one way, you get them another. And so lynching has gone out the door. And how do we get kids to fail, beat them, and make them feel low self-esteem and drop out of school, get in trouble? And unfortunately, a friend of mine who works in a prison, he said that it never fails. Every year he asks the group of men before him, raise your hand if you were never, ever hit as a child. Your body was protected, and people talked to you and taught you through respectful means. And he says, not a single hand goes up. That says something right there.
Yeah, number one being Mississippi, Arkansas, number two, number three. Georgia marks number eight on the top paddling. And, of course, on number one, again, the lynch states, Mississippi. And, wow, that surprised me with number two being Georgia.
Yeah, that
surprises me. But, you know, I'm just glad that you have this movement, which you are heading, this national movement for the HR, what they call it, HR 3027. Campaign for 2012 for this federal bill, which I'm in support of, and corporal punishment in school acts. But, you know, let everyone know. I want to hear more on how you guys are doing that out in Washington. I'm sure you guys are getting the attention of many of the lawmakers, you know, on this. Well, what is their reaction with you guys being out there to get their attention to this and what's going on?
Utter silence. Utter silence from the U.S. Education Chairman Committee, John Klein, to the United States Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, to even President Obama as Chief Executive Enforcer of Law, to think for a minute that 19 U.S. states still allow American educators to take a wooden board and strike children tells you something, because if you were to do the same thing in the other 31 states, you would go to jail. Why? Because it is a violation of the 14th Amendment right, which is the protective and due process right. So in the 19 states, there is a total ignoring of the rights of these children, their 14th Amendment right, and that's where President Obama, as chief enforcer of law, could say, hey, I mean, at the very least, he has the power to put a moratorium on this practice, which would stop it immediately. And so we have the president who could stop it because it violates their 14th Amendment protective right. We have Arnie Duncan. We have John Klein. These three gentlemen totally are unresponsive to our calls to them on the needs of these children, their protective needs. And there is a lot that those listening now can do to help. And one of the things I want to ask that I would say is above all is when you visit our website, if you are on our homepage, you're going to see kind of near the top a photograph of Mark Echo and myself. And right above that is a link. It says message board. If you click on that, there is a 6-part message that tells you in little pieces, and it kind of goes and gets into more depth, even into the history of H.R. 3027, which is the bill number for ending corporal punishment in schools act. If you look through those 6 documents, I would say, you will find how to help. You'll learn more about this. You can contact us. See, when people know and have information, they can respond. And I created a bite size for each of the 6 parts that tells people, okay, this is what's going on. This is who you could call. This is what has been done. This is what's still needed. This is where we're going. Here's the history of this entire work. And we so much need people to contact us. It would be such a shame for the American nation for a bill that was crafted by a woman whose husband, this is New York Representative Carolyn McCarthy, God bless this woman, she is, we're talking, this practice of beating school children began in the 1770s, and the work that we produced had her say, okay, I will submit the bill. And when it died, we, with the help of Mark Echo, had the bill resubmitted. And now, here we are, where this woman who lost her husband, I'm not sure if people are aware of New York Representative Carolyn McCarthy, but her husband was a victim of a shootout on a New York City subway. He lost his life. Her son was paralyzed. From what I understand, he has since regained his ability to walk. But here's a woman who recognizes that violence is going to continue as long as we continue to use violence in training, developing human beings. Now, I'll be honest with you, I have not studied the person who did the shootout and his history, whether he was an abused child. I did read about him, but I couldn't find his childhood. So I don't know whether he was abused as a child. However, science has proven repeatedly, frequently, when children are abused in their childhood, this sort of behavior can occur. It is a rare thing that a person grows up in a healthy, well-nurtured home and turns out to be someone who opens fire on a subway, killing
others. Right. Well, let's take some callers and see what they have to say.
Sure.
We have some. Let's go ahead and take some. Hello, caller 678-2038.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Bill, Grown, and Joy. Did you have a question or you want to say something to Miss Paula?
I actually would like to say hello to Khaleesia.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. And I agree with Paula a lot. My name is Sheila Austin, and I'm actually your family.
Oh, hi, Sheila.
How are
Paula,
you? I'm just actually calling. I'll call you another time, but it's so good to hear you. I actually was listening to this disinformation. It's a lot of information. I was actually jotting it down as she went along because it's so interesting. I have a granddaughter that actually got almost, you can say, attacked by a teacher about almost 2 years ago, and it's still going through like a, I have an attorney working on it. The school seemed to be pretty protected when they hit a child in the state of Georgia.
Well, yes, if you don't mind, I'd like you to know that teachers have what they call immunity laws. And sadly enough, a teacher can actually take the life of a child and not go to jail. And I'd like to invite you to go to our website. You'll see a picture of President Barack Obama, and right below that, jot this down, right below the picture of Obama on our homepage, thehittingstopshere.com, you're going to see three documents that are documents of the conditions of USA School as it applies to school corporal punishment. There is an article there. It says GAO report. If you click on that, read pages 15 through 17, and you'll be reading through a blow-by-blow of a teacher not only taking the life of a child, but doing so slowly and deliberately in front of the child's classmates. And the teacher went on to teach in Virginia, was not convicted. This was in 2009 that she went on and ended her school year in Virginia, having murdered in her hands a special ed boy who wouldn't stay in his seat because he was hungry. She denied him his lunch that day. He was panicking because he had a problem. As a little child, he was his parents kept him from eating, so he had this issue with not eating. She wouldn't give him lunch. She knew his condition, and the boy died. She suffocated him, and I'm sorry to say this on radio show, but this is the level of abuse our American school children are facing, and we have our leaders who can stop it, and they're turning a deaf ear and a blind eye.
Yes. Well, you know, at first, you know, before I actually heard you say all of this, you know, this afternoon, I was thinking perhaps that my attorney was not doing all he could, because it seems like when January the 6th come of next year, it would have been actually 2 years since this happened. She actually grabbed my granddaughter's hand and sprained it behind her back, twisting her arm sort of out of place. So she's gotten therapy, and she's gotten a little, you know, a whole lot better. But needless to say, this affects the child's mind.
It makes them
don't want to go back to that school. It makes them, you know, have issues with learning and everything. And, you know, because of us sticking by her and actually trying to help her cope with all of this, she's come out, you know, pretty much, you know, okay. But just saying, I mean, I was just sitting here a couple of days ago thinking to myself, why is this attorney taking so long with this case? You know, why can't he break this case or something? And, you know, I thought maybe I did something wrong or something, but I guess after hearing you say all of this, then, you know, this is the result of, you know, them having someone to cover, help them out instead of them helping us out, you know.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your story is very common. I constantly am hearing parents tell me their child was abused in some way, and the way that you described is very, very sad. And I hear worse stories than that, and they have a lawyer, and it goes on and on. And honestly, I don't know why they even bother. It is a rare thing in America that a USA school child receives justice. I mean, like I said, this boy was killed, and the parents gave no justice with her child.
So, well, God got the last say in the end.
Lawyers know they're on a dead-end road, but they may not want to let you know. It's because of USA teacher immunity laws that protect them when they cause any harm, even to the point of fatalities, to our school children. And that's why this bill, H.R. 3027, is very important, because until this becomes a U.S. federal law, they can continue to hurt and even kill our American school children every day And as you research our website, you'll find that this occurs more than 2,000 times a day. When they found that the majority of the children receiving school corporal punishment in the country in, I think it was 2008, they said, we do not have to keep records any longer. The primary targets are Black Americans. And this was told to me by Texas Representative Alma Allen. So she's a resource if people want to contact her. But they don't even keep records. So to have 2,000 reports a day and reporting is not mandatory tells you that that number 2,000 is very small.
Wow.
Our kids are waiting for us.
Oh, boy. All right, well, thank you so much for talking to me. I know you have to talk to somebody else, you know. But I appreciate it in any case.
Well, thank
and
you.
And yes. And yeah, I'll talk to you later, Kalithia.
I will. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Wow, Paula, that's touching. It's in my own family.
Oh, yes, yes, it is.
Yeah.
My brother, whose wife is a doctor, his teacher, this is another issue, and here's a link. Please copy this down. It's nospank.net/theyneedyoutoknow.pdf. Now, I'm going to spell that out. It's nospank.net/, and then the word they need, and then the letter U, and the number 2. And the word know, KNOW, they need you to know, .pdf. If you go there, you're going to find that another atrocity going on in our U.S. schools is forced medication, to the point where parents are being imprisoned if they do not give the kids medication prescribed by a school, related to a school saying they need medication, because they're saying you're interfering with the child's well-being. And there is a link at the They Need You to Know PDF file that will have you read the American school, what this author called Holocaust, that's going on right now. And I urge people to read that. I urge people to get behind the work of the Hitting Stops Here. We must be good stewards of our children. And that document alone will have you see the multitude of things going on that our American school children are facing from preschool starting at 3 right on through senior year in high school, including girls who are pregnant and showing up
wow.
to 5-7 months pregnant and showing. I have a friend in Mississippi who literally was let go in Mississippi for interfering with a school beating in the hallway of a 7-month pregnant senior. I'm sorry, she was a junior. And he interrupted it. And yes, you can be fired as an American school teacher if you refuse to use that paddle on students as prescribed by your principal. Fired.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. And, you know, it's very obvious of, you know, what inspired you to do this. And I want them to, you know, hear from you. And then I want to just talk a little bit on, I'm sure a lot of people may, you know, not everyone may agree with your, you know, what's happening and what you're trying to spread the message in your movement. And I want you to tell a little bit about the obstacles that you're getting
sure.
so that, you know, the word can be out there. So just hold tight. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hey, you're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, every Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're giving you Hollywood the easy way, Who's Hot Fridays, every Friday. So sit back, fasten your seatbelts, and let's go.
Ready on deck, Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah.
All right, we are back. We are Grow and Enjoy BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks, here with the very, very awesome, I would say, executive director of the Hitting Stops here, Ms. Paula Fowl. I hope I said that correct. Cause you know,
it's flow, like go with the flow.
Flow, okay, flow. You know, people, I'm known to kill your name on air, okay?
Oh, don't worry about it. People
so,
always make
I mean, it's been so bad that I've spelt names out, so I don't kill it. But I have the very fabulous Ms. Paula on air, and she's speaking on a very growing issue that is actually have a lot of us surprised that's still happening in our school systems across the nation. Now, Paula, I know that, you know, I'm sure you have a huge following of people like, hey, this has got to stop. But what about those that are like, hey, it needs to happen? These kids nowadays are just, you know, they don't listen. They don't got the discipline. What's some of the feedback and the obstacles you're getting with that?
Well, you know, the thing that is passed down is hitting. And the thing that gets passed down is love and compassion. Very often the crowd that says these kids these days is the group of people who may avoid sitting down and talking with children, bonding with them, and being the person that that child may need in order to change. We cannot beat goodness into children. We cannot beat knowledge into children. It is an old school format left over from slavery days, as this is what you're going to get if you don't listen. And it is an ineffective and violent tool. Now, yes, it does work momentarily. You tell your kid not to do a certain thing, and they do it, and you hit them. Okay, well, they may not touch it, but it is the lowest form that can be chosen for training a child, because children basically just need love. And when we sit down and explain, hey, this is why. Sometimes I've spoken to parents. I spoke to a dad when I was in Washington, D.C. on this issue, and I was telling him how children need to be talked to. Just like if you're having a problem with a coworker, you're going to talk to them. You're not going to say, I'll skip the talk. I don't have time. I'm going to beat them. He said to me, I don't have time to talk to my daughter. If I get a call, I go up, I grab her by her ear, and I walk her across her classroom so a kid see her, and I drag her that way right into the car, and then she gets it at home. And, I mean, I could only imagine that little girl, you know, as a beautiful woman one day putting her earrings in and remembering these were the ears that were pulled and felt so much pain because I did what children do. Maybe she was talking when she was supposed to be reading. But the bottom line is violence begets violence. It is disrespectful. It is unkind. We want to have children improving their behavior by example. And when my daughter's 24, I never hit her. She and I have a wonderful relationship. My mom never hit me. I have a wonderful relationship with my mom. I cannot even imagine hitting my child and thinking that that's going to help. I can only say she's a child. She just got here on planet Earth. Let's talk about why that needs to change. And it's the lack of patience that we have and that we see in our society just growing. Such little time to talk, to look at each other in the eyes. We're all over our technology, you know, our phones and all, which is fine. But we have to remember children need to be talked to. They need to be spoken to. And we get what we deliver. And some people say, well, my kids listen. I beat all of them. It's like, well, if they listen because they were beaten, what a sad story. If they turned out okay, my dad did strike me twice as a child, and I remember that to this day. It's not a happy moment, and I believe I would have so-called turned out okay without his hitting. However, that's what happened. I love him and respect him. If there are higher ways, there's a saying that goes like this: we do better when we know better. And it needs to apply to the way we raise children if we want to avoid the next war, we want to avoid spousal abuse, child abuse. It's the developing years. We're downloading information on how to respond to an issue of conflict. And when you strike children and then they go strike some child because you taught them that when you don't like something, this is what happens, then we punish that child for imitating us. So right. In today's society, we must slow down and talk and reach out to our young.
Right, right. Well, do you have any advice or additional information that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Oh, yes, I would. In fact, there is a website that I'd like to invite listeners to go to. It is called PositiveDiscipline.com, and it is actually a whole methodology that is used in our top 100 performing schools, so it's already proven effective. And it was developed by a Dr. Jane Nelson. Now, this is a woman who had 7 children, and she had no idea how to raise these children without hitting them. And she wanted so badly to raise her children without ever hitting them that she did so much reading. She studied Dr. Alfred Adler and how to train children without hitting them. And she developed this wonderful methodology, again, PositiveDiscipline.com. And she raised her children. She, again, has 7. The first 3, she said, oh, I did hit them when they were growing. And then I said, I don't want to do this. And she said there is such a difference in her, you know, pre-positive discipline children, as she calls them, and the ones who were trained without being hit. And I think that when we hear that there is a higher way, that when we choose it, we reap the benefits. When we want to continue with, I grew up like that and I turned out okay. Well, you know what? I was born in 1957, and I remember not even having seat belts in the car and standing on the back seat of the car. My dad be driving 90 miles an hour back from Savannah, Georgia, on up to New York. And guess what?
Right.
I turned out okay. But is that what we really want? Do we want it to be that something science has proven different reasons why this may be harmful and use it anyway because I came out okay? I don't think that's a wise way to see things.
Right, yeah, I don't think that I would receive that. I can't take no one putting their hands on my children.
Oh, my God. I feel this way about all these children that aren't mine. I can't imagine what would have happened if they laid a hand on my daughter. I can't even imagine.
I don't be beating the kids and all that. You know, you can talk to kids, and, you know, kids nowadays are so advanced, you know. You can just, this is ways you can communicate to them. Well, let everyone know how they can contact and follow you, Paula.
Well, by going to our website, thehittingstophere.com, there is a link there that says contact us. You can go there. We also have our email address, which is info@thehittingstophere.com. We're on Twitter, and you would go to @, and then the word the, and then H as in Harry, S-H, for Hitting Stops Here. So @thehsh, that's where you'll find us on Twitter, which I post regularly. And we're on Facebook under The Hitting Stops Here. And there's an 800 number you can call if you want to talk, tell us your story, or let us know that you want to help us. And that number is 800-515-9216. And that's how you can contact us. We need the help of caring, responsible adults. Please contact us. We don't want to see a second bill that, I mean, as I said earlier, it is history-making that we have a bill at all on something that was introduced in this country in the 1770s. And the bill died. It was already historical that it got in the first place, but to have a second bill that would bring this to an end and to have that bill die would be such a sad statement on America. And the problem also is because we are unable to have our U.S. Education Committee members co-sponsor and get behind this bill, Carolyn McCarthy, she is finishing up her second year. If she is not reelected, there will be no one for us to go to on that committee to say, hey, could you submit this bill again? Because clearly the members of the present committee are not concerned. We have 39 members and only 2 co-sponsored it, and they're being silent and smiling. And Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, she's running for Senate. She has not signed this bill. I'm in Hawaii now. I will be campaigning outside of her office, in her office, and at her where she's having rallies, and my signs will say, please ask Mazie Hirono, Education Committee member, to co-sponsor this bill. We're hoping that her being from the Aloha State, where corporal punishment was banned because a boy was harmed to the degree that the governor Burns, that was in 1972, he banned it because of what a teacher did with a wooden board to an elementary school child. So she knows the harm in it. It's not allowed in the schools in Hawaii. Why hasn't she co-sponsored this bill? So we're hoping if we put enough pressure on Representative Mazie Hirano of Hawaii, that perhaps there will be a domino effect. And I want to mention also, when we were in Washington, D.C., we launched this H.R. 3027 campaign 2012. It was launched on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and it was made clear to us when we went to the office of Carolyn McCarthy and the office of Bobby Scott, those are two of the signatories of this bill, both said, we have done wonderful work. The only work left now is to get American citizens to call their legislators and say, support this bill or co-sponsor this bill. She said, if you could just get American citizens to call them. And those numbers are on our website message board. Every number that you need to call is in that six-part message on our website message board. They said that's the only work now. They said, of course, if the news media would post it, everybody in the world would know this is going on. But because they're not, your work is getting your news, getting on the radio, do everything you can to post it, but have people call their legislators and say, hey, what's going on with H.R. 3027? Please support this bill with your signature. And she said, if we get enough people to do that, this bill can come alive and make it. This is August 1st. That bill is scheduled to expire within the first week of December. By December 14th, I think that's like the last day of the present 112th U.S. Congress that's in session now. That's the last day. So it's not like it has till the 14th. We have till the first couple of weeks of December to get this bill through, and today is August 1st. I want people to know that the No Liquids and Gels law that started August 6th in 2006, that bill was federal law within less than 24 hours. You know when you get up there at the checkpoint and they're saying drop your liquids, drop your gel, drop your Visine and your toothpaste, throw it in the garbage. None of that's on the plane. That took less than 24 hours. I see no reason why from August 1st to December we cannot have teachers understand that they must drop their paddles, drop their belts, drop their switches, and all these other objects that they're using to strike our children for gaining their obedience. There's no reason why that cannot happen in 24 hours. And it is time. The primary targets are Black Americans, particularly boys, followed by Latinos, Native Americans, poor white children, and children having special needs, particularly those who have autism or limited verbal communication. And I want to give you these two statistics that are extremely telltale. Tale-telling. The population of Black American school children makes up 17% of the entire school population. It may be even a little less than that. However, we receive almost 50% of the entire percentage of beatings. Is us. It's almost 50%. Native Americans in the state of North Carolina make up 2% of the entire paddling school district population, and they're getting like 35%. So there's 2% of the population is Indian, and that small percent is getting 35% of the beatings. You know, there's something telltaling about this, and it needs to stop. It's not happening in any wealthy school. There are no statistics on Asian children receiving school beatings. There are no statistics on Middle Eastern school children receiving these beatings in our American schools. Why is it that the children of former slaves are the primary targets? Why are we allowing this to happen? Why is it the children who ancestors once owned this land, the Latino population, they're getting it, and the population that was virtually annihilated, they're getting it, and then the poor whites and children with special needs. That's what H.R. 3027 will protect those children and their parents are poor in most cases and are threatened when they try to stand up for their children. And
right.
It's bullying at its best in our American schools, which U.S. State Secretary Arne Duncan claims to be on a campaign to bring to an end. However, he has ignored every reach out of the Hitting Stops here and other organizations for bringing USA school beatings to an end. And the thing about USA school beatings, it is the Pandora box for all the other things that are used to cause pain-based behavior management on our children, because the minute you say you can use a wooden board to strike this child, virtually what you said was you are allowed to harm this child. You are allowed to violate this child's body. And if you don't have a wooden board and the teacher says to go out and get a switch and make sure it's a big one, then they'll use a switch. Why? Because a paddle's okay. Why wouldn't a switch be okay? Why won't my leather belt be okay? And I've had kids say even teachers have taken their fan belts, broken fan belts, and beaten them. So
wow.
It becomes the open door. The Pandora box is the paddle. When the paddle is gone, then we cannot get the switch and the fan belt and the gym belts and all the other things that our school children are facing every day
right.
in our American schools.
Right, right. Let's take another caller. We got a few more minutes left. Let's take another caller.
Sure.
Caller 949-3048. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy. Are you there, caller?
Hello, is this me? Hello?
Yeah, hi, caller. How are you? Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is. I had to call in and show my love for this particular situation, and I want everybody that follows the Easy Way movement to support it. Hello, Paula. How are you?
Hi. Is this Easy?
Yeah.
It is.
No way.
I do listen to the show, and I love the Califia movement. No,
yes.
but seriously, everybody that's listening right now, this is a major cause that I hope everybody does try to support in some way. And it sounded to me from listening that there's votes that are needed for a particular bill.
Yes.
So all of my fans, I'm hoping I hope that you guys support this. But I wanted to call real quick and give an update about the 25th on August for the Morris College showcase. And I just got some great information. I don't know if anybody's familiar with the group 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just talked to a good friend of mine. His name is Young D. He was a former member of 3-6 Mafia. He was in the Lolly Lollipop music video. And he's now got some great things going on. And he's going to be working with us, and he has verbally committed that he will be attending that. And, Kalithia, I will be putting you in contact with him. So
my God. Eric is always know how to surprise people.
Hey, you know, we got to do it the easy way. We're done doing it the hard way. It's time for the easy way.
Oh,
and, but,
boy.
Yeah, so I thought
hey,
that.
Well, thank you, Eric.
Yeah, well, no, I'm. Hey, we're supporting young artists. You know, we're supporting great causes. And I hope everybody that's listening. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to attend the event, but I will be there in spirit and in video. We have a couple surprises, but I'm trying to get some people that are in the ATL area to support that I know of, and we're actually trying to talk to a couple of the actual 3-6 Mafia members as well. So. Yeah, that's going to be a great thing, and he has committed to that, so I'll be putting you in contact with that, Kalithia. And, I don't want to take up too much time. I mean, this is a great cause, and I want you guys to continue telling people how to support it. But you guys can go to thewtv.com and check out my show Friday. It's coming up, Tamela Jones. If anybody watches ABC's Castle, I'll be with Tamela Jones, I guess, and even another possible surprise guest. And we'll be showing you who's hot. But, hey, thanks for the time, Kalithia. I just wanted to call and show my support for this cause. And we're going to be making a special spray that you spray on those paddles, and it just disintegrates them. And,
right. That'll do it. Thank you so much, Easy. It's so good to talk to you.
Thanks, Eric.
Hi, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. Well, yes, I'm glad he called in because I know I heard, Paula, you wanted to actually hear, you know, from him so that you know he is out there tweeting about the movement that you have going on. And I am actually honored to have you on Bill Grow and Enjoy, you know, because when it came that you needed to get on air to get this message out, I said, definitely Bill Grow and Enjoy. That's what we're about, community empowering. Helping our community, you know, teaching them, educating them. And we here at Bill Grow and Enjoy WTV, we bless you and your organization in support of this bill. You have us, you know, as your support. I am in support of this because, I usually know a lot of stuff. This is one thing I did not know, and I just thank you for bringing it to make me aware of it, you know, me having two young sons.
Well, thank you so much. It definitely is one of America's best-kept secrets, but we're disclosing it, and we just need people behind it, and we'll be victorious. So anybody out there, again, my name is Paula Flo. I can be reached at info@thehittingstopshere.com. I would love to hear from you. We do have conference calls at least 2 to 3 times a week. You could jump on the calls with us and tell us what you can do. Maybe you know someone who's a TV producer and can get us out there. But once mainstream America is aware, I know we have enough people out there. We have a population of over 300 million people in this country, and I believe we have enough who care about this bill and care about children to have this passed by December, more than enough time for this to happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today, Paula. Just absolutely a pleasure and just honor to have you on the air today.
Thank you.
And there you guys have it. Paula Flo, I said it right this time, thehittingstopshere.com. Support this movement. Support this cause. It is a very important cause. I just touched on the mother myself, and, you know, I did not know this, you know, was going on in our school systems and a lot of states across the board and, you know, territory. So definitely reach out to Paula in support of her cause and this movement to make this change in our school system for our children, and that's thehittingstopshere.com. Well, I just want to say I thank everyone for tuning in today, you callers, you followers, WTV, Bill Grow and Enjoy, ASYM, so much great things going on with the community, you know, just empowering, building, growing, and enjoying. Be sure to get over to ASYMATL.org. You heard it for yourself from Easy himself. That man is one man that always surprises me. 3-6 Mafia, I can't wait to get off the air so I can get on this call because that's huge. And, I mean, the tip sheet will be out soon, everyone, with the celebrities that are attending in support of this cause. I mean, this is going to take Atlanta, and it is taking Atlanta by storm. Right before I got on the air, I was on the phone with a major VP with Comcast On Demand. They are going to support us on the media on that piece in Atlanta. So you guys listening out in Atlanta, you're going to be hearing about the ASYM On Demand on your cable network, Comcast. I thank you, Nick Aaron with TV 144,000 Entertainment, Morehouse College. I just thank everyone for coming on board and making this a success for the ASYM because it's absolutely a blessing to the city with so much more to come. So definitely, you guys, get on over to Paula Flo's site, The Hitting Stop Here. Support her and her cause, her organization. She's on the move. She's a working diva on the move, making a difference for our children. So that's going to conclude us today, you guys. Have a great, great rest of your week. We are back on air on Friday with Eric E.Z. Zuli, and we have actress Tamela Jones. You guys know who she is. You remember that movie Booty Call? Jamie Foxx, that was the ultimate funny movie. Well, she has a new series that she's done, that she's actually, you know, shoot right now as we speak, and it's called Castle, NBC, I think it's on NBC, but it's Castle, and that's her ABC, I'm sorry, her show, and she's going to be on the air just speaking of all the new things that's going on with her on Who's Hot Friday with Eric E.Z. Zuli, and then on Saturday, Miss Pamela Minister and a prophetess, Pamela Reese Wardloff, is back on the air with The Preparation Room, a billion praises to God with Dr. Vernon Johnson, live. We just got these shows lined up, and the message is being spread. So you guys just have a great rest of your week. Have a great day, and as always, Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.